following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey all, Dwight here with another Refuge Daily. And you know, I was reading in the Gospels where Jesus said that he saw the children of Israel as sheep without a shepherd, and it says that he was moved with compassion. And in fact, Matthew, Mark, and Luke use the term compassion 14 times, most often to either describe Jesus or Jesus using it to describe a situation. And so he was moved with compassion. You know, he wasn't moved by political unrest, even though there was political unrest and political instability. You know, where you see the high priest being appointed by a political figure rather than by God. But, you know, it doesn't say that he allowed political unrest to move him. There's also civil unrest. You know, they are under the control of the Roman government. And at that time, they weren't free to do and be what they wanted. They had to have approval from the Roman government. But it doesn't say that he was moved with civil unrest either. It says that he was moved with compassion for people. So today, my question is, what moves you? What moves you? Jesus says that we are to have compassion on one another. Remember the parable of the man who was forgiven a lot, and in the parable, the ruler had compassion on him because he begged for mercy. But then that guy went out and he did not show the same mercy. He did not show the same compassion to the person that owed him a little bit of money. And the ruler says, shouldn't you have had compassion on him like I had compassion on you? And he dealt with them accordingly. In today's world, we have a lot of political unrest. Don't allow that to move you. We also have a lot of civil unrest. Don't allow that to move you. Don't allow social media or the news to move you. Be moved by what moves God, by what moves Jesus, and that's compassion. Have compassion for the person you see struggling. Have compassion on the person that maybe owes you. Have compassion on the lost, because that's what Jesus did. And we don't want to be moved by anger. We don't want to be moved by fear. We want to be moved by what moves God, and that is compassion. So today, this day, allow God's love to flow through you to those that you come in contact with that need a little compassion, right? Be forgiving. Be understanding. Be all about reconciliation, because God reconciled with us so we can reconcile with them. So this is Dwight with another Refuge Daily. Be moved by what moves God. Be moved with compassion today. All right. See you later. Be well. Be blessed.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life